for this whole Vavis and Halacha Shir Monday night, or L'chof Aleph Teves, Tav Shinayin Hay. Okay, we're still learning about thunder and lightning. The Mishnah Berurah has a case where a person here sees lightning, and he makes also Maaseh Breishis, and he intends to be Yotzei the Bracha on the thunder, which will L'chora follow. B'derech HaTev it's supposed to follow. So if he has in mind to be Motzi, so to speak, the thunder, B'di'evet, the Mishnah Berurah brings down from that B'di'evet Yotake Yotzei that way, that you can make the Bracha before the thunder. If you see them both at once, we saw, or toch the dibur of one another, you just make also Maaseh Breishis. But even if you do it this way, so b'di'evad yotzei the bracha on the thunder, which implies, and that's what the Achronim say, you should not do it l'chatchila. You should not do that l'chatchila, make Maaseh Breishis after the lightning, and intend to be, so to speak, motzi, the thunder that will l'chora come. You're not supposed to do that l'chatchila. If you make the bracha before you heard the thunder, maybe the thunder was a more than a tochidei dibur in coming. So then you wait, and then you make a kochuk v'rosam aliyolam on the thunder, and don't have in mind to be motzi the thunder with those Maaseh Breishis if you didn't hear the thunder yet. But the eved, it is good, and you don't make a bracha on the thunder. So you should not do that l'chatchila though. You make a bracha on thunder even if you didn't see the lightning. You make a bracha on lightning even if you don't hear thunder, but that's with the exception of what we learned last night. In other words, many times lightning does not produce thunder. I don't know many times, but it's not weird if it doesn't produce thunder. Or maybe you didn't hear it. So you make the bracha on the lightning, or some Maaseh Breishis, you make a bracha on the thunder, kofik vasam aliyolam, but with the one exception, and maybe, I mean, it's not usual, but if you masupik that maybe, you're seeing heat lightning, which means that you're too far from the thunder to hear it. And this is really, you're too far from where the lightning really is, and atmospheric conditions, and you can't hear the thunder, then you don't make a bracha on the lightning either. But that's not usual. It's not a usual thing. So each one has its own bracha, as we said. The bracha has to be made touch the dibur of seeing or hearing the phenomena, and you can make the bracha while you're sitting. You don't have to stand up for the bracha. Okay, we're at the end of Chavis Alvavis Shara Yichud Perik Yud. He's talking about knowing Hashem and how we know Him. So he says, even when we talk about His midos, when we say Hagadol, Harachum, Bachanun, Asher Sipa Bahenetzim Kvodo, Asher Sipruhu Bahenaviyov, we shouldn't think. It's hard because you're saying the word Gibor to give you a picture of Hashem can do things, but He's not really Gibor in any human physical sense that He's strong. Hashem isn't strong. There's nothing. It's just a way of saying that He can do things. So we use the word strong. Now, not only can't you know Hashem's essence, you can only describe His pu'ulos, but the Chavitalovus is saying even the pu'ulos that we described are not real, they're just mashalim. Hashem is not strong. Hashem is not kind. Hashem is not anything. There's no description shayach to Him. We have to be careful, he says, shelo lachshev osam kenira mehamilos, mashi yora olen perush on agashmi, ach tzora sheneda yediya berura, kien al derech ha'avoros umalitzos, so that we can have some sort of picture. And, you know, the picture you form is when you say gibor is that he's kol yachol. He can do things. He can accomplish things. So we call that gibor. Because we can't know anything about Hashem. The Omer Echad men ha-philosophim, which is usually a non-Jewish philosopher in the Chavis HaLovis, Mishakotza Sichol Lovin Yina Apshitus, someone who can't latch on to abstractions. Hechzik b'sheimos asher dibru b'hem asfarim, so they can't comprehend abstractions. so they can't maybe think conceptually, so they use the terms that are used in the Torah, but sometimes people don't realize there's only according to the comprehension of the reader. That's the only reason it's using those words. They're not really true descriptions. It's an interesting marshal, like whistling to an animal when it that gets the animal to go drink water. So you whistle and they respond to it. It's like Pavlovian, I guess you would call it. So here also, it just conjures up a certain imagery. It conjures up a certain description, so we use the word, but it's like whistling and the animal going to drink water. Can't talk to the animal to get water, it's not going to understand it, so you whistle. So here also, you can't think and understand Hashem, so we just use words and we try to have some idea of what we're trying to instill within ourselves. You should then devote yourself to the service of Hashem. That's the purpose of all of this. The purpose is not to see who can describe Hashem better, but the purpose is to have Mora and Ahava, and therefore to serve Him. And to understand Hashkachoso al Bruav, and you want to do His will, Ostiyam Mavakshe Hashem. As much as you're able to. That's really what we'll be doing in Shar HaBechina. The second Shar is learning to recognize Hashem through the Pilei HaBriya. So then you'll feel like serving Hashem, you'll feel compelled to serve Him, because you've developed some sort of picture of what He does by using these words to describe Him. Okay.